We're back with our three-part series, Top 3 Challenges for Small Business Owners. Hi, guys. So today we're going to talk about how to hire the right employee and what to do with them. So one of the biggest things is challenging most business owners today is hiring the right talent for your business. Finding that talent. Where do you find the talent, and how do you know that that talent's going to integrate as a part of your team?
So I really think that there's a lot of pieces to this. And as small business owners, before you even hire your very first employee, you really need to sit down and think about what does your hiring process look like? What does your business model look like? And, you know, how are you going to take care of your team members when you do onboard them? You know, how are you going to take care of them long term to see, you know, are they really going to be, you know, part of your brand, part of your customers, part of everything that you do day in and day out?
That's very true. And one of the biggest things we found in our business was setting those skills and expectations about what needs to be done in each role. We put that up on our website. So people, candidates that want to go in and look to see if we have any open positions, all of those business job listings are there so they can kind of take a peek at that and see what each job entails and are they really qualified for that position.
You know, and that's really important too, is setting your job descriptions, right? And really taking a look at, you know, what each person needs to bring to the table to make your business run smoothly. You know, and some of the things too is I think where a lot of small businesses don't succeed in is once they find the right employee to like implementing an onboarding process. So there's a lot of pieces we can look at and talk about today. To determine, you know, what should small business owners be doing, or, you know, what are they doing great and maybe, you know, what can they improve on? I really think too, when you're hiring somebody, is looking at all the skills. A lot of people are quick to look at a resume and look at the skill set, but they're not looking at the soft skills.
That's truly important. A resume just gives you a high level overview. It doesn't exactly tell you about the person. Sometimes I find resumes and I'm like, oh, well, yeah, they're definitely qualified. And the candidate comes in and I just realize at that moment, they're not going to fit our culture. And that's very important, right? So finding that right employee who's going to fit the culture, who kind of has the same mindset as the rest of the staff, will actually become a more cohesive part of the team. That's big. Also, when looking at the skill set, it's important to note that not always education is going to trump experience. A lot of employers look at, well, you must have this education before you can come into a position. And I totally disagree with that because I find that the experience piece is number one. It's kind of funny. When we hire technicians, most of them have a degree. They've been to school. They know the technology. But my number one thing is, how are they going to interact with the customers? Customer service is number one for me. And those are a lot of the questions that I ask in that interview process is, how would you deal with a difficult customer? You know, how do you interact with customers? What level do you get on with them to find out how they're going to deal with that?
You know, and that is so huge, right? Because as a small business owner, your employees are your walking billboard, right? So everything they say and do, whether it's at work or out of work, that's your billboard. You know, they represent you, and that is so important. And I truly feel like when you have a team member or when you're interviewing somebody, are they going to be the right fit for you? Are you going to be the right fit for them? And asking those behavioral-based questions are so important. And a lot of small business owners don't know what behavioral-based questions to ask. You know, and utilizing Google or ChatGPT is a phenomenal way to really come up with your interview questions to ask, because that is your team member that you're looking at hiring. And, you know, how they take care of your customers is everything in your business.
That's true. And also another thing is, you know, how do they go about fixing an issue if they get stumped somewhere? Are they able to feel comfortable enough to say, hey, I'm kind of stuck here, or I'm lost, or I need some assistance? Because you never want an employee to take on a task that they cannot finish and then not tell anyone and then the task goes undone, and that affects the customer all over the place. So you definitely want them to feel comfortable with, hey, saying, hey, I need some help here, and helping delegate those things to other employees who are more seasoned and maybe get some learning experiences out of that.
A lot of that comes back to the soft skills too, right? So when you're interviewing an employee, what do you need? You know, when you're in that interview, do you need an introvert? Do you need an extrovert? Do you need somebody that's confident? Do you need somebody that, you know, is not, that's confident, but maybe they know how to kind of step back? Do you need a leader? There's all of those things that you need to look at, you know, and what you breed in your organization is, you know, the type of team member that you need to come in, and they need to be the same way that you are, or what you want out of the culture in your business. And I think that is so huge. And so many people lack that because they're like, oh, well, you know, I'm short staffed. I need help. And they start looking at technical skills, but they're not looking at how are they going to fit into the culture of the company and what you want for your customers.
For sure. And another thing is background checks, right? So background checks are important. A lot of small business owners fail to do so. And this is extremely important, especially if you have any compliance requirements within your business, like requirements such as if you have to deal with HIPAA, or you have to deal with CMMC requirements, or anything that's due to your business, FINRA, any high level, you know, compliance pieces, you're going to have to make sure that those candidates have a clear background. I know one time we had a church that we worked with, and they had a specific background check that had to be done on all their staff. And we utilized that when we hired and made sure that everybody followed that, because especially with children, that's another one. Around children, that's a key, right? So you have to have so many things in place there. Investing in your employees, that's another big piece, right? I mean, I feel extremely, you know, blessed that I feel like we do what we are supposed to do, but there have been times that I've worked in positions where I didn't feel like, you know, companies invested in us.
You know, and employee engagement is such a huge thing for me, and I just think it's so important, because in order for you to have a great, phenomenal culture at your organization, and to in turn give that back into your customers, because that's what your team is going to, you know, that's how they're going to treat your customers. Are they coming to work, and are they excited to come to work because they have an amazing boss, they have an amazing leader, they have an amazing CEO? Those are things that everyone needs to look at. And engaging team members, we're going to do a whole episode on that, because there's just so much to that you can really do as an organization, as a company, to really keep your team members engaged and excited to come to work too.
Positive work environment, based on trust, respect, and open communication. Positive work environment is another one, right? How do you reward your employees? How do you make it positive? What other things? And like Dutchin said, we're going to do some different podcasts just specifically focused on those, like drilling down into those subjects. But providing ability where they can come in and say, hey, look, I think you could do things better this way. And having that open communication is key for building better business practices. Don't you agree?
Oh my God, I agree so much with this. And I think we talked a little bit about this last time, right? So teaching team members to think like a customer, think like the CEO, right? What would you want to do if it was your customer, or if it was your company and you're running it? And what would your experience be like if you're the customer? And creating that open-minded, you know, having team members bring ideas to the table is an awesome environment. And it also creates a lot of connectivity between team members as well too, because you want them to kind of, you know, you want them to collaborate, you want them to talk, you want them to be a team, but you also want to teach your team members how to be leaders, right? Because being a leader doesn't matter what your job title is. You're being a leader is, you know, how you carry yourself, how you present yourself, how you help everyone in the organization.
That's a direct reflect on the company too, for sure. One of the things that we do in our business is we talk to our staff and ask them for feedback and decision making. Do you think we should go with this product, or do you think that this might be a better way to do something? Because asking them helps them provide value, helps them feel important, and that makes a longstanding employee.
It truly does. And that open communication is so important. Also doing one-on-ones. I am a huge person when it comes to one-on-ones, because you want to be able to just spend that quality time with them so they feel like you're invested in them and you get that investment back from them too. you know, seeing from them what are their daily challenges, you know, not just professionally, but personally too, because we want to help our team members grow in both personal and professional aspects. Because truly that is how a company succeeds, is if you have these rock star team members and they feel invested and they're invested into your organization, and you know, they can really grow and they can learn and they can provide all that valuable feedback back to your business.
So one of the biggest things is developing an onboarding program that's designed for multiple ways of learning. I know for me, I'm a very visual learner. Mm-hmm. I have to write it, see it, do it. Some other people don't have that problem. And so you have to find out how they learn. What's the best way for them to learn? Is it hands-on? Is it just seeing it? Or is it just reading it? Or is it doing it? That's the key to everything, I think.
Yes, and I'm the same way too, right? So anytime I've ever been in a new position, I like to watch somebody do it once because I'm taking my notes. And then after that, I want to do it on my own. And I have my notes if I can revert back to them. A lot of times too, small businesses, they seem to struggle with the onboarding process, right? And I like to think of a team member as a flower, right? So you have this beautiful seed when you decide to hire a team member. And you got to plant that seed and you got to water it. You got to nurture it. You got to give it sunshine. And what I mean by all of that is you've got to give it the tools necessary to grow into this beautiful flower. You've got to feed it positive environment. You've got to water it. You've got to, you know, create this beautiful onboarding process that helps everyone succeed when they come to you. And it's got to be, you know, diverse in the fact that it's got to be, you know, this person learns this way and that person learns that way. But you really want to take the time to hire right, invest your time into the onboarding process, because that truly is going to show, are they going to succeed or are they going to fail?
Another thing is developing goals for that employee, right? So you can put goals together that are standard goals for the company. But then how do they develop goals for themselves that they like personal goals, not just a goal for the end result of the company, but their personal goals. It's finding out what makes them tick, what makes them, you know, want to be more successful every day. Some people will say, oh, I'm looking forward to buying my dream home. And that's their ultimate goal. And how do they get there? Well, obviously they're going to need an increase in salary. They're going to need longevity on a position. They're going to need a lot of things to get there. But at the end of the day, they need to have that from the very beginning. And then let's focus on every quarter going over those goals. Are you meeting those goals? Are you staying on track with where you want to be, you know, in the next 6 months, year, 5 years down the road?
Setting clear expectations is so important. And you have to be very clear about it, right? So you have a somebody that you hire, a new team member, and you know, they're on a 90-day probationary period. They need to know what the expectations are, clearly defined, for them to succeed, right? And if they're not going to cut it out, if they're not gonna be, you know, the right fit for your culture and your business in that first 90 days, you know, you're gonna have to make a hard decision. And so the way that you onboard them and what you do and what you breed into your business is so important in order for them to succeed and for you to succeed.
What's the cost to hire and replace employees in your business? That's a big one, right? Because we all have budgets, right, that we have to go over, and that'll be another topic for later on. But the budget of hiring an employee and retaining that employee or replacing that employee is key. How much is it going to cost your business? How much time is it going to take? Time is key, right? You can get more money every day, but you cannot get more time. And people don't understand that all the time. So that's an important factor.
Oh my God, yes. So the time factor is important because you don't want to take all of this valuable time and invest it into a team member if they're not going to succeed, right? And so you want to hire right. You want to spend that time to nurture that relationship and that new team member, and you want them to succeed. But when that's not working out, you're spinning your wheels, right? Yeah. And you're losing a lot of time. And time is valuable, especially when you're a business owner and you're wearing 50,000 different hats and you're trying to grow your business, bring business in. You know, there's a lot of aspects to look at when it comes to your time.
Another thing to help find the right employee is engage a HR firm. there are a lot of HR firms out there that can kind of help you start the process, right? They can look for the candidates. They know exactly what the job description looks like because you've already set that out there and set that expectation. They can start weeding through those candidates and get you the right candidates in your hands from the get-go. I think that would help a lot.
That does help a lot. And one of the other things that I like to tell small business owners to do is do some research on your own. For yes. that person, right? Check out their social media, because I'm going to tell you that speaks volumes about that person, because they can look one way when they come into the door, but they can present themselves completely different outside of work. And you have to remember, that's your walking billboard.
Correct. So, yeah. Social media is key, right? I mean, we never thought about that years ago. You have LinkedIn, you have Instagram, you have Facebook, you have Threads, which is a new one. You have all these different things. There's so many things out there. YouTube channels, TikTok. There's all these things out there now that you can kind of go look up someone and kind of get an idea of what they're like. And you'll know that in the beginning if they're going to, you know, represent your business the way you think you want it done. Number two is what is their character like? That is big right now. So let's talk a little bit about like the delegation, like getting the task, make sure they're good, get them engaged. Let's hire that right employee. How do we get there?
So there's a lot of pieces to that, right? So you bring on a new employee and you start teaching them immediately about their task and your culture and your business and, you know, making sure that they understand all of that day in and day out. Right? Because how they take care of your customers is really, really important. Or how they treat other team members in your office is important. So, you know, there's a lot of aspects to look at when it comes to that. And I think it's just important that you really take the time to, you know, show them what they need to do. Show them, you know, what the clear, set the clear expectation of that. And be able to really kind of monitor that and help them grow and kind of coach them along the way, especially the first 6 months.
I have to tell you, I love having candid conversations one-on-one with my staff. Hey, how's it going? How are you doing? Are you really stressed? Or how are you feel like your production is this week? You know, just having those little candid conversations, because you can find a lot about a lot of an employee if you have those conversations. You never know what's going on in their home life or outside of here. And that may be impacting some things going on. And that we help them by finding ways to kind of adapt to what's going on and problem solve, right?
Yes, and there's a lot of pieces to look at that as well, too. But you also have to understand they may have some things going on, right, and some challenges. But there is also an expectation that the employee needs to show up and they need to be present and they need to give 100%.
I agree.
And so there's a lot of pieces to that and setting standards in your organization, you know, not calling them rules, but setting standards, right? That, you know, you may operate at this level, but we operate at a higher level in this organization because we want to serve our customers and our community with much more passion than what some of the other businesses do.
Very true. So let me ask you this. So what's your number one pet peeve when it comes to employees? Because I think this is important.
Loyalty and honesty, to be very fair, right? I want my employees and team members to be loyal to our brand and our organization. And I want them to be loyal to me, but also too, I want them to be honest with me. And those candid conversations are very important. Having that trust to be able to sit down and say, hey, you know, that team member can come to you and say, hey, I'm struggling with this. You know, what can you do to help me? Or you even saying, hey, I see you're kind of struggling with this, whether it's personal or professional. What can we do to work on this?
So I have a few, but taking ownership is one. Act responsibly, too. And number three, I'm a time stickler. Don't show up late. Don't show up late to the customer. Mm-hmm. Set that expectation, and it's different for different people, but I think I was raised as being 15 minutes early, you're almost late. I don't know. I guess that's something based on generation. Other people I know are like, if I'm 2 minutes early, then I'm wasting 2 minutes. So it just depends on that generational gap, I guess.
Oh, it could be, right? And you're the 15 minutes early. I'm the 20 minutes early, right? I'm like in the office ready to go, like honestly 20 to 30 minutes before my start time, but You know, I just think that that is like so important, is being punctual and showing up and being present every day.
I think you're right. I think that shows a level of respect to the customers, to the other staff. When I worked as a nurse years ago, I mean, I would show up half an hour early for my shift, and the nights at shift would be so grateful, because you got to think, they've been working 12 hours too, and they're tired and they want to go home.
Yeah.
You don't want to show up 10 minutes before start time. And you just have to think about others too, right? I think that's super important, especially from an employee standpoint.
From an employee standpoint, that is really important, you know, is being mindful of the other team members and what value you give into the team. You know, and there's so many pieces that people need to hold themselves accountable, right? You may be operating at one level, but let's operate to a higher level, a higher standard. How can I push myself as a team member to be, you know, more proactive in the organization?
Right. And chaos is a big one, right? I hate chaos, especially in my business. And having the setting those expectations for staff of, you know, who do you go to if you have a problem, and where, you know, where do we go to fix that problem is key as well.
It is. It's so true. And it also helps new team members when they do start with your business. It helps them know, you know, who they can count on for what different aspects of, you know, their issues and their challenges. And, you know, there's a lot of pieces to that I truly think that, you know, as small business owners, we really have to give that culture and that experience to everyone in our organization.
Well, I think that about wraps it up for hiring the right employee. Stay tuned for our next piece of the 3-part series. Part 3 is going to be conquering the daily grind with time management mastery. And who doesn't need help with that? Well, thank you guys for listening. We hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.